is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:47, coming up on 2 o'clock, and Jungle Jim Hunter, the second edition of the show, coming up in just a few minutes from right now, starting at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Also want to tell you, tomorrow, Ryan Jones will be signing a limited edition This Is Oil Country Edmonton Oilers team calendar. Proceeds of the calendars, which are $5.99, benefit local charities. In addition to meeting Ryan and having him sign a great stocking stuffer, a signed Oiler jersey will be raffled off, and that goes tomorrow afternoon, noon to 2, at Rexall. Ryan will be there between 1 and 2 o'clock at 163rd and 96th Avenue at the Rexall store there in Westgate neighborhood of Edmonton. So, there you go, 1:48, and joined now by J.P. Nakota from Pension Plan Puppets and Leafs Nation. J.P., how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Alan. How about you?
Good. Good news for the Toronto Maple Leafs today. James Reimer going to be in action tonight, right?
Yes, excellent news, excellent news. Previously, Ron Wilson had said that Jonas Gustafsson was going to be the starter and that Reimer was definitely just going to be backing him up, but got some pleasant news, and yeah, I guess he's the starter.
Now, did the Leafs announce it, or was it Reimer's mom?
I do believe it was the Leafs this time. Okay. I'm not sure who was the first to confirm it. I think the first official word I saw was that Reimer himself confirmed it, actually.
You know, and it's interesting because it's not like they're bringing him in against the Sisters of the Poor. The Boston Bruins are the opponent tonight, right?
Yeah. I saw somebody on Twitter earlier comment that, you know, it's a dangerous game to bring him back in, you know, since obviously they're rough competition and also they have Milan Lucic. But to be honest with you, I don't think that Reimer should have to hide from any team. You know, if he's ready, he's ready. If he's not, he's not. So if he's ready for the, you know, Anaheim Ducks, he should be ready for the Boston Bruins as well.
And not to be, you know, a hard ass on this, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but with Jonas Gustafsson really struggling again this year in the interim, is there a possibility that Scrivens ends up either like later this year or now or next year being the backup, and that the monster ends up elsewhere?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Scrivens wind up with a backup job. However, I don't know if there are many takers for a goalie like Jonas Gustafsson. So the possibility of shipping him out via free agency, or via trade seems slim. And they're probably not in any rush to demote him, because then if they ever needed him again, bringing him up through reentry waivers, they might risk losing him, you know, at half of his salary. So he'll probably stay put for a little while yet. But I would be surprised to see him back next year at all.
You know, I've been following your scoring chances on the Leafs Nation, and it's fascinating to me because you know, in watching the Leafs as I do. Really, Kessel and Lupel, that line just seems to be absolute lights out. And I've been impressed at times with Tyler Bozak, who's played well as well. But some of the games that recently, and I'm thinking of the one against the Stars, it really didn't look like that at even strength anyway. Oh, we appear to have lost him. That's not cool, but we'll get him back. J.P. Nakota, talking about the Leafs and scoring chances, the Lupel and Bozak line, along with Kessel, have really, you know, for the most part, played very well together. But in the most recent one, the Stars game, there was definitely some difficulty in that 4-3 shootout win for the Leafs. They definitely seemed to not be able to rely on that line, and it's too bad. Too, because you know, with the young centerman, I'm kind of cheering for him because came out of college, Bozak did, and a Western boy, and an opportunity for him to really play well. We were in conversation with JP talking about the Boston game and the scoring that he's been doing. So let's get back to that, the Dallas scoring that you did, the Kessel Lupel and combination along with Bozak. They were really exposed in that game.
Yeah, they were, which is somewhat surprising because really those have been our leaders in chances for and in terms of chance differential throughout the season. But, you know, I guess the Stars found a solution for them. I'm not sure what specifically they were doing differently there, but I would look to see teams starting to adjust more and more to the potency of that line. And you know, eventually to see a switch up in the centers, probably see Connolly back with Kessel in a short while.
I keep expecting Kuhlman. Kuhlman is the one Leaf that I really enjoy watching. I really like his style of play. Not that I don't like the other guys, but he's a really fine player. A little difficult for him this year. Is he starting to recover?
You know what? Yeah, I think having the benefit of a full training camp and off season to prepare was really big for him. And hey, playing with Phil Kessel, you know, that's not going to hurt your stats either.
Yeah, Randy Carlyle released by Anaheim, and he's a guy with definite Toronto connections. Any, you know, I can always count on Toronto media to start some kind of rumor. Anything swirling with regard to Carlyle and Wilson's future with him not having a contract beyond this year?
You know, all indications are right now that Ron Wilson's job is safe for the moment. I spoke with James Myrtle recently about that, and given that the Leafs look to be in such good playoff position for the moment, there's no talk of canning Wilson. But, you know, stay tuned if their luck starts to run up.
So, and final question, and this is one I saved for last because I started the edition of Nation Radio Today on it. Brian Burke and his barn raising with Kevin Lowe, is that getting a lot of play in Toronto, and what's the reaction?
Well, Brian Burke being a pretty colorful character, I think probably has a certain, I don't know, you might say a certain following that probably really enjoys that kind of story, really enjoys that kind of character. I would say that's getting a fair bit of attention. I mean, you know, it's a great little anecdote. It's probably for the best it didn't pan out for them, though.
Hey, JP, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Alan.
Okay, JP Nakoda from Leafs Nation, and we also want to thank Jason Greger, of course, from Team 1260, Dean Belanger as well from Jets Nation, Kent Wilson from Flames Nation, and Thomas Drantz from Canucks Army as well. Very busy show. Thanks so much, and thanks to Connor Halley, who is my producer, a little under the weather, but he did a fine job today. And stay tuned for edition number 2 of the Jungle Jim Hunter Show right here on Team 1260. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next Saturday, high noon, for Nation Radio.